From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
The best gift you can ever give to someone is life itself. All the gifts you can offer, though they may help to lighten burdens and make life more pleasant, cannot be enjoyed if there's no life. This was one young girl's gift to two boys. Stick around to find out who is sharing the love. The afternoon of May 15, 2013 could have been one of sadness and mourning for the lives of two little boys lost in a house fire. But instead, over a year later, the boys are alive and well thanks to their savior in the form of 11-year-old Tonian Miller. Tonian and her friends were walking home after school on Wednesday, May 15, in the community of Mount Hermon, St. Catherine, when they noticed thick black smoke coming through the windows of a nearby house. They heard a child crying inside, and without a moment's hesitation and with no thought for her own safety, Tonian ran into the house to rescue two brothers, aged 5 and 6 years. Tonian recounts what happened that afternoon.
One evening when I was coming from school, and then I saw the fire, and then I went inside and I saw the bigger brother at the door, and then I asked him for his smaller brother and he said he is inside sleeping. When I went inside, half of the bed was burning and he was on, and I took him up and ran outside. And then I called his father.
Having displayed such great bravery and selflessness, Tonian will on October 20, National Heroes Day, receive the badge of honor for gallantry. To say Anthony Bailey, father of the two boys, is grateful to Tonian is almost an understatement. As you can imagine, he is pleased that she is being nationally recognized for her act of bravery.
I'm glad and happy for her, you know. Experience of, you know, growing up, memories that to save her life. Whenever she grow up, maybe she would be the chief of the fire department. I'm glad for her. Because she saved me too. The police would have been after me behind bars. A happy fear.
Retired firefighter Tyrell Lewis, who learned of what had happened at a community meeting, realized that the Jamaica Fire Brigade had not even been made aware of the event. He decided that something had to be done to ensure Tonian got the recognition she deserved.
I reported to the fire department and we organized a service where we would recognize Tony Han. We held that at the Riverside Pentecostal Church, where fire personnel and other community personnel were there, and we present her with a trophy. And I went to the school, which is the Mount Hermon College School, and speak with the teacher and the student, you know, and commend her for her bravery. And I recommend, you know, that to the fire prevention department so that they could recognize her for a national, you know, award.
I sit back and look and say to myself, but if it was me, I would never go in that fire. So I thank the Lord for giving Tony and that strength so that she could go inside there and save those two kids.
That was Tonian's guardian, Judine Cunningham. Having saved two lives from fire, Tonian says her dream is to become a firefighter.
Like being here, because I'm proud to see the two boys. That was in a burning house.
One writer defines a hero as someone who voluntarily walks into the unknown. So many times we hear of persons who were trying to save someone and in the process lost their lives. Things could have gone the other way for Tonian, but thankfully it didn't. She managed to preserve her life while saving the lives of two children. That's a wrap on this week's program. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.